Everybody, welcome back to the Producers Journal podcast. My name is Derek, and I really do appreciate you listening. I would love to get more comments. There are a few comments that I've read so far for these episodes on YouTube, and I do appreciate that. For anyone that's not familiar, this also lives on YouTube, on my channel, link in the description, and it drops into my YouTube channel as an audiogram, but it's the perfect place to send me a note or a comment on a specific episode. You can go to shelbyrollproductions.com and email me through there. You can direct message me from Instagram, which is at shelbyrollproductions LLC. You can direct message me from Facebook, which is at SRP Studios. But if you wanted to send me a comment specific to an episode, YouTube is the place to go for that. So check out the channel, link in description. Also, check out my Patreon page. It's pretty simple. If you're not familiar with what Patreon is, it's a sort of like a subscription paywall type of deal where it's for premium content at a monthly subscription. But I don't have premium content in there. It's just one tier. It's called the Tip Jar, and it's just $1 a month. If you feel generous and want to help support this podcast, go to the Patreon link, sign up for the Tip Jar subscription. It's just $1 a month, and it would really go a long way in helping this podcast. All right, everybody. How you doing today? You doing all right? I'm doing great. Just thought I would hop on here and give some more updates. The last episode I published was very specific to this new experience that I have, where I am going to be hiring interns from the DeSoto County Career and Technology Center. So a lot of good things coming from that. If you did not hear that, please check out the previous episode, episode 37. I go into full detail on that. Let's talk about the studio on this one. I have some amazing signs or logos to put up on the wall above my desk. And I had my graphic designer help me design them. They are 24 by 36 inch acrylic signs, frosted signs. And there's two, one in blue in SRP colors. It's SRP Studios. And then underneath it, Shelby Row Productions. Boom. That's going up on the wall. And then the other one is Home of the Real Hernando in the Real Hernando branding. So can't wait to get that stuff mounted. I'm going to need my buddy Jeff to help me with that. But that's pretty exciting. And equipment-wise, I finally figured out the camera dilemma. The cameras I was trying to use just didn't cut it. So I had to go back to some of the older cameras I have that work really well and buy a new one to make it a total of three, and get some light panels up, light panel trees, if you will. They go on a tripod. So I have three cameras, three LED light trees, plus the lights coming from the ceiling that my buddy mounted, and it's starting to look really good. To that point, we'll be publishing a new episode, or rather a new podcast. So this is sort of a half announcement. It's not officially launched yet. But me and my buddy Jeff are launching a podcast called The Rhythm Section, where we are interviewing local musicians. So he and I have been playing together for a long time. We both know a lot of musicians in the greater Memphis area. And then it's the type of town where if you know 20 musicians, you know 200 musicians, because everyone's really connected. So you're always one, maybe 2 degrees removed from anybody. And Memphis is a pretty tight-knit music scene. It's not like Nashville. Nashville is amazing and for all its things and a lot of opportunity. But Memphis really has an identity and characters. There's a lot of musicians that are characters in this area that people know. So you can have someone on the podcast and it will help gain our reach because we post clips or we promote it and we're going to be showing familiar faces. Like, oh, wow, Derek and Jeff interviewed this person. I love that guy. I love his band. And it's very local. The reason why I bring all of that up is because of the studio equipment and where the studio is at. And I did release a video with Jeff, as you saw, where we just talked. And it was really dark. The sound was okay, but it was just something to play around with. And it was just a way for me to finally use the studio. It's the first piece of content recorded at that table. So it was eye-opening. It exposed some issues. So I took care of it. He and I recorded a second video and it was garbage. So I didn't, that will never see the light of day because it just didn't look good. And then I finally figured it out. And not only what cameras to use and what lights to use, but where to put them. And figured out a way so they're not taking up floor space. They're not mounted against the walls. It's just the side of the table that I put them on. It's hard for me to explain while there's not the visual here. But it was a monumentous moment when I finally feel like, as far as how this studio operates, it's almost at full force. Which is why I want to start more podcasts, sort of like executive producing. For example, The Real Hernando. I know you hear me talk about it all the time, but that was a podcast I created for Hernando. And no one asked me to do it. No one's paying me for me to do it. But I did it because I wanted to. I wanted to build something nice and unique that actually had true meaning and would help the community. And it's helped in a big way. It's really put my name out there. It's really put Shelby Row Productions' name out there. And it will be monetized next year through ad revenue, sponsorships. So I built something that was monetizable. And it's been eye-opening and a good learning experience on how all of that works. And putting together a sales pitch for sponsorships and how to properly do that. And I'm still learning as I go. But I'm creating what I consider a template. So when I want to executive produce something new, then I feel it's okay to invest money into it, knowing that, you know, if I do it right, I have confidence in myself now. If I make something that I feel is of quality that people might want to advertise on, well, there you go. I created an entity that was monetizable through ad revenue. And I really like that angle. I'm always going to have this business side where I'm trying to create customers and produce podcasts for customers and clients and other people. But they own the podcast. I'm just the vendor or I'm the partner that helps with the editing and the managing and the launching. But it's theirs. The Real Hernando is mine, hence executive producing. Like the executive producer of a movie or whatever owns it, or something to that degree, like television shows. Those executive producers really like have some ownership also because they've put money into it. So The Real Hernando is mine, but now I've created something that's of value that people are buying into and want to support through advertising on it. So with that said, I am thinking of ways that I can continue to do that while also with the purpose of getting foot traffic into my studio. And here's why. I do not own a storefront. I'm just a nice little room up in a building. And if I did have a store on the street, storefront, still, at the end of the day, the goal is to get people in the store. How do you get people in the store? So you can market on social media. Great. The storefront has foot traffic or cars driving by and they see your sign. Okay, there's that too. I don't have that foot traffic. I don't have that drive-by sign. And I don't care how amazing my social media is. It just doesn't translate. I need to get people in this room so they can see it and touch it and truly understand how professional it is, how professional I am, and that I provide this service. So that's one of the factors of starting this podcast with Jeff, the Rhythm Section Podcast. He's a drummer, I'm a bass player. We are considered a rhythm section. We thought that was tongue-in-cheek. We want to help the music community by promoting them and bringing that together in hopes that other musicians watch our interviews with other musicians so they get to know each other better. Community. But it's also a way to get people in here. And this is going to be a weekly podcast. So we're going to try to get at least, 50 interviews over the next 12 months. That's 50 people in this room, 50 sets of eyeballs that would never be here unless we invited them. And that's the cool trick with podcasting. I could try to invite 50 musicians in town to just come hang out and see the studio. Want to grab a coffee? Let's network. Yeah, I'll get back to you. Or, hey, I got this awesome podcast studio. I'm starting a podcast based on the Memphis musician area. I would love to have you on this podcast so I can promote you and your band. Would you like to come down? They're like, when and where? Like, let's do this. So that's the difference. And that's why podcasting is fun. Podcasting connects people. People love being on podcasts. You don't have to pay anyone to be on your podcast. You pretty much have to pay them to come hang out with you. Hey, just come see the studio. I'll buy you lunch. Oh, okay. That's cool. I appreciate that. Podcasting, they would want to pay me to be on it because it's a way to promote and it's reach and it's fun. And they know that we're going to promote them and throw their face out there on our socials and really try to get them some reach. So it's a win-win. They get promotion, they get reach, and I get some foot traffic. But also, I get promoted too, and Jeff. That helps our socials. The podcast, the Rhythm Section Podcast, is also going to live on my YouTube channel. So my YouTube channel is monetized, so we already have that. But it's also going to be on all of the audio platforms too. Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher. As much as I would leave it, I would love to leave it exclusive to YouTube for monetary reasons. If I did that, I would be canceling out a large portion of audience. So many people don't engage with YouTube. They listen. They like podcasts because they listen to them. Podcasting is a companion medium. You throw on your earbuds or put on your headphones and you are listening to a podcast while you're driving to work, walking the dog, working out, working in the garden, going for a walk, you name it, doing laundry. You can listen while working on another thing. You can't do that with YouTube. YouTube, you have to watch it. Or you can still put the phone down and hear the YouTube video or just listen to it through your earbuds and not watch it. But it's a little clunky with YouTube. The podcast apps are great and designed for it. So just easier. If you only want to listen to something, it's just easier to use Apple or Spotify. So I don't want to exclude that section of the audience. I want to be as in many locations as possible. But I'm building something that, much like The Real Hernando, could be monetized through ad revenue in the more traditional sense of people paying to have a commercial or paying to have us mention them or putting their logo on a website, putting their logo on our social media posts, whatever it may be. And again, if I have some confidence and I feel like I create something of value that I own, that I'm the executive producer for, and there's always that chance of monetizing it. And then now it's making good money. The Real Hernando, the amount of ad spots available, if I can really sell all the ad spots that I want to on a per episode basis, it's going to do really well. If I can do that again for this new podcast, even better. So now not only am I creating things that are bringing money in to help cover costs, no, we're making money. Covering cost, putting away for taxes, budgeting for other expenses, and then bottom line. That's why I have clients, right? It all comes down to the bottom line. I'm trying to make a living. But there's two sides of it. I can serve a client or I can create something that I own and sell it. Only not selling it outright. I'm selling ad space. And I really like having both. And this new avenue where I'm creating things I own and then selling ad spots is very new and exciting. The Real Hernando has given me that confidence that is a possibility. But the new podcast, and there's others in the, and there's one other one that I'm not ready to talk about yet, that all the same reasons, good benefits to business, good benefits to community, and gets people's asses in this studio. So if everything works out between all the stuff I got going on, there's no reason why over the next 12 months I shouldn't have at least 100 people have, you know, walked through this studio. And you never know. It could be someone walks in here and is like, oh, wow, I want to work with you. And then it turns into a beautiful relationship and a client. Or it could be one person out of the 100 that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And just word of mouth, and eventually it connects with someone that wants to work with me. Let's say out of all 100 people, spread the word to one other person. Now that's 200 people that have heard about it. You know what I'm saying? You know where I'm going with that. I don't mean to talk in circles here, but exciting stuff. It's still very stressful because I'm in that mode right now where money's coming in because of my client base and things are still moving along, and I'm absolutely working on digital marketing to gain clients that way. But it's taking some effort, some resources, producing these podcasts that I own, taking effort, resources, building the studio, taking effort, resources. See the pattern here? And all important, all part of owning a business. And it's growth. But it's a different kind of growth. It's not revenue growth. It's growing foundation. Knowing and having the confidence and the courage to do this so that, yes, that revenue growth is right around the corner. And that's the gamble. Now, I've been very lucky up until now to have an online presence through Upwork.com and, you know, doing well. But that can only last so long. I need to mature and figure out how to better market digitally and through like sales funnels and, you know, offering webinars, and there's all kinds of different ways to gain traction and bring people in to pay you for your service. So I'm working on that. And then now this whole new local aspect, totally brand new, but I'm really enjoying it. Like, I really find myself having so much space for creativity, coming up with neat ideas, and meeting people, shaking hands is so much more powerful than trying to network on an Instagram account by just commenting on people's posts. That's good and all, and there's a place for that, and I'm going to be doing it. But man, it's something about being a part of a community and working with people face to face across of a podcast, you know, across the podcast table together, and I don't know. It's just given me more ideas. But at the end of the day, all of this is taking effort and resources, and that's the gamble you take. And I'm willing to take that risk and put the money and time in to build this foundation that can now handle more. So maybe when I'm recording an episode for this podcast a year from now, I'll have paid off some debt because I'm making good money. You never know. Prime example, because of the Real Hernando podcast, I've got to know a lot of the business owners in Hernando and hear their story. And pretty much across the board, this story is, as far as their story about starting the business that they currently own, starts with fear, an idea, the hell with it mentality, just jump. Worry about everything later, but let's just jump at this idea and spend an enormous amount of money, entire life savings, max credit cards to be able to lease a store, build it out, you know, put all the kitchen stuff in there if it's a restaurant or if it's an ice cream place or whatever it may be. The thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to just get to the point where you can open the door with zero guarantee that anyone's going to walk into it. And I hear that story over and over and over. And it's admirable because it's terrifying. And what's the worst that happens? You go bankrupt. Or you're in a bunch of debt and you just can say you tried it. And yeah, it might hurt for about 10 years. of paying down some of that debt, but at least you tried, right? The other part of the stories I hear is that they're succeeding. And that's the win. That's the payoff for the risk, is the reward. And I'm willing to gamble a little bit for that big reward. Wow, I don't know if I made any sense there. I just kind of blacked out there and rambled for a minute. Maybe it's because I needed to get on this microphone. I haven't been recording as much lately. So it feels kind of good to talk into a microphone in front of my computer screen around nobody, all by myself. But you never know. You never know, this might connect with one person, right? And if it does, I hope you learn something from my rambling today. Woo! By the way, it's Friday as I record this, so I'm going to have a good weekend. By the time you hear this, this weekend will be in the past. But, hey, still, have a great weekend as you hear this, because there's another weekend right around the corner. So, till next time, y'all, have a great day.